brought to you by Penguin.
Harrier 809, Britain's legendary jump jet and the untold story of the Falklands War, by Roland White. Read by Roy Macmillan. I asked the Navy to invent a plausible scenario in which the carrier would be essential. The only one they could conceive was a prolonged naval battle in the Straits of Sumatra, in which the enemy had Russian MiGs on the adjoining coast, but we had given up our bases in the area. This seemed too unlikely to be worth preparing against. Oddly enough, no one suggested the only relevant situation which has actually arisen, namely the landing and supply of British forces in the Falklands against opposition from Argentina. Dennis Healy, Secretary of State for Defence, 1964 to 1970. Author's Note. This is a story I've wanted to write for a long time. I was 11 years old when Argentina invaded the Falkland Islands. The heroic exploits of the Sea Harrier fighter-bomber aircraft, so meticulously and memorably described by Ian MacDonald, the bespectacled civil servant charged with sharing news of the war, made a big impression on me. As an avid reader of Second World War aircrew memoirs and the vividly drawn stories that filled the pages of Commando comic, Victor and Warlord, I could scarcely believe that there were daily reports of dogfights in newspapers and on TV. The two frontline Sea Harrier squadrons that travelled south with the task force, 800 and 801, have been well served by books written by pilots who flew with them, and both Sea Harrier Over the Falklands by 801's commanding officer Sharkey Ward and Hostile Skies by 800's David Morgan are recommended. I've read and reread and enjoyed them many times. But I kept finding myself drawn to 809 Naval Air Squadron. Hurriedly pulled together after the invasion and sent south barely 3 weeks later, their story looked like the most interesting and unusual of the lot. I wasn't disappointed, nor did I expect my research into 809 to reveal a much bigger story hiding in the shadows, and one that, still classified to this day, had never been told before. Those who've read any of my previous books will be familiar with the presentation of the material. While I've tried to tell a fast-paced story, I've not massaged the facts in order to do so. Everything that follows is, to the best of my knowledge, a true and accurate account of what happened. I've drawn on a wide variety of sources, and this is reflected in the dialogue in the book. I hope it can be argued with a degree of confidence that it's what would have been said. As ever, I hope this is a book that does justice to all those whose stories I've told. And, of course, any mistakes are my own. R.W. Nantavainen, January 2020. Prologue. Scramble. If I were you, I'd buy the Sea Harrier. Admiral Sergei Gorshkov, Admiral of the Fleet of the Soviet Union, 1967 to 85. HMS Hermes, South Atlantic, 21st of April, 1982. Lieutenant Simon Hargreaves checked his canopy was closed and locked. Beneath him, the flight deck pitched as the carrier turned into wind. By holding up five fingers against the cockpit perspex, he confirmed to the aircraft handlers that his Martin Baker Mark 10 ejection seat was armed and the safety pins stowed. He continued running through the pre-start checks. LP cock on, battery masters both on, check voltage, jet pipe temperature, all good. He turned on the booster pumps, selected start, pressed his stopwatch, punched the starter button. Immediately behind him he heard and felt the whine of the Rolls-Royce Pegasus engine spooling up. He set the throttle to idle and carried on working through the checklist, making sure his fighter's navigation system was aligned, vital if he was ever going to find his way back to Mother out here in the South Atlantic, midway between Brazil and Namibia, over 1,000 miles from land in any direction. Outside, the last ground locks were removed. Flying controls, full and free movement. Flaps, check.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?